Friday, June 1st, 2018. On the curb, he presented as yet another dowdy college professor, attired for a casual Friday, a relaxed elegance in chinos. But I almost missed him in yesterday morning's rush hour traffic. You see, the intersection of Constitution Avenue and First Street Northeast offers the novice driver several challenges to navigating the safe pickup of a requesting passenger. So as I approached the intersection eastward, I made a call to Sam to pinpoint his exact location at the intersection of chaos and promise. Traffic was moving at a quick click, so by the time Sam confirmed his location, it made sense to turn right onto First Street going south, then a sharp left U-turn going north. It was at that moment that Sam said, "I see you." I was headed in a forward direction when in the moment I was faced with a nostalgia of where Sam stood. In fond reflection, I was reminded of the summer I interned in the hallowed halls of the Russell Senate Office Building. With one more left turn, I was back on Constitution Avenue going west, a brief stop, and I had secured the safe pickup of Sam. We greeted each other warmly, and he was the first to acknowledge the challenge of that high-trafficked intersection. He mentions being picked up times before by drivers, with every one an eventual success. I jokingly compared the pickup to the chaotic journey of finding one's purpose in life. I assume a light went on, because Sam's follow-up question was, "What other work do you do?" I responded that after a career in PR and events, I had settled into the routine of driving Uber after a return from Texas last July. He asked if I enjoyed it. I said very much. And since the door was cracked to a purposeful conversation, I also added that I viewed this work as a ministry of sorts. I told him of encounters with the joyful and saddened personalities of past passengers, and what is clearly a growing call and need for Americans to express more care for each other. He related with a story of his support of a homeless man, how expressions of care are concurrent convictions and joys that touch our hearts deeply. This conversation, I then knew, was going somewhere. As we made the traffic transition from Constitution Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue and back to Constitution Avenue, passing the National Gallery of Art East and West Wings, the Canadian Embassy, the mix of government office buildings on the right, and the majestic museums of the Smithsonian Institution on the left, Sam looked left to the last museum, the National Museum of African American History and Culture, and said, quote, "I worked on the committee to open that museum," end quote. It is my belief that this museum represents the legacy of so many who put aside cultural and political differences to erect a crown jewel of care in the nation's capital. Now wait for it. Sam tells me next that he wants to be counted as one of the, quote, "good white people," end quote, who showed care for all of humanity. Sam then tells me he works in the Office of International Religious Freedoms at the State Department. Again, seeing the providence, I exclaimed my surprise that state cares about religious freedoms, but I would reflect and be reminded later that just this past Mother's Day, Shiloh Baptist welcomed Reverend Dr. Suzanne Johnson Cook, she the former ambassador at large for international religious freedoms. She was phenomenal, and evidence that God does reside at state. The subject of her message was, "Give me what's rightfully mine." Back to Sam. His revelation spurred even a lively discussion on topics ranging from the generational strife of Haitians and Dominicans, the continued plight of all sides of the conflict in Myanmar, and the continued and unfortunate persecution of people of all faiths the whole world over. These were global examples of the need to spread the care. As we approached the drop-off at State, and with the classical music having provided an exceptional soundtrack to conversation, Sam asked if he could pray for me. I thought, is this Uber regulation? I looked left, then right, Then I agreed. It was short and sweet. Quote, God, please keep Raymond safe in his travels. We thank you for the time in this car. Amen, end quote. When I returned home from all the morning's drives, I did a quick Google of the Office of International Religious Freedoms. God incidents? This guy, Sam, is the ambassador at large at state representing the United States. Aloud, I thought, God, you're funny. From the intersection of Pierce and North Capitol Streets in Washington, D.C., this is Word on the Curb.